setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. You have joined a conversation about you and what you were born to do. We're going to look at that from a professional context. I believe that you were created to fill a unique role in your work, that you are needed and you must do it. And I think you believe that too, because I don't think you have to teach a human being to at some point in their life wonder, whether out loud or in their own mind, what should I do with my life? You know there's purpose. You know there's more than just a J-O-B. And most people in this world, though, never get beyond the widely held belief that work is just what we do to live, as opposed to looking at work as a way to live. I live to work. In other words, I live to make a difference and make money while doing so. I would say you are created to contribute. And when you begin to see work as that, to see that there is work you love and there are results that you deeply want to contribute to the world, you go, wait a second, there's multiple ways I can do this, multiple career paths, multiple jobs, multiple dream jobs. And we want to help you figure that out because you know that you have a purpose. And I want to help you with your professional purpose. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. It's a caller-driven show. You can get me for 2 hours, Monday through Friday, 12 to 2 Eastern Standard Time. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Before we get to the phones, I want to just do a quick breakdown on doubt. How to silence the doubters. Because I'm going to tell you right now, to do what I just described to start the show, to be on purpose, to live and work on purpose, you're going to deal with your own doubt and you're going to deal with others. And their doubt gets transferred to you. It just does. I mean, the people that love us most sometimes are the biggest distributors of doubt. Parents, grandparents, teachers, coaches, friends, girlfriends, spouses, husbands, whatever. And it's because of their influence in our life that when they express doubt, it can really, really hold us back. So I want to walk through a very simple process that became a game changer for me when I dealt with my own doubt or when I heard doubt from others. Step one, when someone doubts or you begin to experience doubt about a direction and action that you're taking, you must ask yourself the question, am I right? Are they right? Or am I wrong? Are they wrong? The expressed doubt. Let me illustrate. Joe is known me a long time. Joe's in there. Joe's known me close to a decade. No, more than that now. Gee whiz, what are we working on now? Well, yeah. Right, right.
Almost
about
a decade.
That. Almost a decade. Okay. So if I said to you, Joe, and I want you to be very honest with these kind folks. If I said to you today, there's a basketball hoop out in the parking lot at Ramsey Solutions. I brought in some shorts and sneakers, and I'm going to go out there, and for the first time in my life, I'm going to dunk a basketball, and I'm not going to use a trampoline. And I say it with certainty. What would you say back to me, Joe?
Bless your heart. You're going to try and dunk, but I don't think you're going to make it.
Okay. Now, Joe is now the doubter in the example. Joe doubts that I can dunk a basketball on my own without help on a 10-foot goal. Is Joe right or is Joe wrong? Joe's right. There's zero chance of that happening. So in that situation, I'm delusional. And Joe's doubt rescues me from embarrassment, injury, yada, 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 right? But if Joe was wrong, and I actually had the leaping ability, the vertical leap, and the coordination to actually dunk the basketball, Joe might be doubtful, but I have to say, is Joe right? In this case, he is. But if he was wrong and I knew that he was wrong, then what would I do? I would scoff at him and go, hey, why don't you show up out there with a iPhone and video the whole process? I'm going to come back at him and go, I'll show you.
Little bragging rights.
Yeah, and then I would dunk the ball. Now, this is this metaphor. All right. But I'm applying this. So we've got to accept, what to go, are they right or are they wrong? If they're right, oh, let's redirect. They've saved us from something. If they're wrong, we've got to retreat back to clarity. I know I can do it. I've done it before. I know that I can go out there right now and jump up there and put my wrist over a 10-foot rim. Joe's wrong. I'm right. We retreat to clarity. That's why I teach get clear. You got to know your talent, know your passion, know your mission. When you know what you do best, talent, you know work you love, passion, and you know what results matter to your mission, here's what happens. When doubters come your way, you go, okay, I can retreat back to clarity for a second because that's somebody that knows me well and cares for me, and that's influencing me, so I got to step back and get clear. When I get clear, I'm confident, and now I'm courageous. Now, number two, once we're moving forward, delete the doubters. I'm not saying end your relationships, but I'm saying when they're throwing doubt your way because of their own experiences, their opinions, whatever, you got to be kind, loving, shake your head, smile and nod, and delete it. Don't listen to them. They're wrong. Retreat to clarity. Once you know they're wrong, even if it's your mom and dad, whatever, sorry, you're wrong. I'm not going to listen to them. I'm going to delete the doubt coming from those people. I'm deleting it. The example here is that, you know, if you're in the studio with me and I hand you a really heavy bag, you're going to decide in that moment, do I want this or do I not? If I hand you a heavy bag, you're going to do those two things. So if you don't want it, you're going to hand it back to me. Or you're going to wait until I leave the room and you're going to sell it or throw it in the trash. That's what we have to do with others who are doubting. Third, get yourself around believers. Be around believers. People who believe in you, they know that you're created to do this. They know that it's what's right for you. They believe that you should do it and that you will do it. And they lift you. Delete the doubters. Be around believers. I'll give an example of this from my own journey. I write about it. I've wrote about it in every book I've written. It's in the new book, by the way, as well. We'll tell you more about the new book if you haven't heard, launched this week, pre-sale. But the reality is that there was a moment in my life where someone put so much doubt on me, it almost knocked me off the path. I was volunteering / interning. I ran my own small business. I wasn't making a bunch of money, but I was making enough to take care of me, Stacy, and the kiddos. And I'd gotten into a sports radio station and got myself on the air doing little bits here and there and contributing. It was really exciting. It was confirming, affirming, all the things. And the program director heard about it, called me into his office with the producer of the show and said, guys, you can't do this. Ken's not an employee here. You can't do it. It's against policy. And the producer said, I understand, but we didn't think it was a big deal. He's only doing this. And he's like, no. And he's like, by the way, Ken, not only can you not do it, I don't know why you're hanging around. We're not going to hire you. And I just think you should not waste your time. Got snippy. And just basically said, hey, you don't have enough talent to make it in a number 7 market. It was devastating. Devastating. But I didn't hold on to that bag of doubt. I knew he was wrong. And I kept going, and you need to keep going. That's how you get rid of the doubters. Get around believers. Don't move. Your calls are coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I just got a report today that our resume template package, it is a package of 6 fantastically designed, all different resume templates that are basically inspired by my free resume guide. It includes instructions for building the resume, plus the 10 do's and don'ts of job applications. And you get 6 templates for, ready for this, $9.99. So if you want to go check them out, kencoleman.com/store. That's kencoleman.com/store. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job so that you can give yourself away. That's right, working on purpose, making that unique contribution, making the income you need and the impact you want. It is possible. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Quick reminder, the number one job site in the world is ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken is where you go. It takes just a few minutes to fill out a profile, and they begin their unbelievably unmatched technology, beginning to pitch you for positions that are a fit for your profile. Companies see you, they like you, they reach out directly to you, and you're in. ZipRecruiter's candidates 3 times as likely to get hired because of all that technology and the purpose, and it's free. That's why I endorse ZipRecruiter. It's free to you. I want to send them as much talent as possible because they can help you. It's another tool in your tool belt. I don't know why you wouldn't do it. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken today. All right, to the phones we go. Jersey City, New Jersey is where Jennifer joins us. Jennifer, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Hi, Jennifer. I love your energy. You seem very hopeful. So let's do something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just started listening to you guys for a week and a half, and it's like, yeah, you guys are very motivational.
Oh,
so I'm
well,
grateful
thank
for
you.
What y'all do.
Well, that's awesome. So what's going on?
So I think after, especially after listening to your podcast, I think I found my sweet spot in a way. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think it's using my gifts on social media to create content, whether that's through thriving on a budget or lifestyle. I really love the idea. It gives me butterflies when I think about it. But I'm afraid to show my face online. I'm not technically afraid of the haters or criticism. I'm mostly afraid of like stalkers or like creepy people, you know?
Okay.
And I know some people who've had to set like restraining orders and stuff like that. I was wondering if you have any input on this.
Well, I don't want to in any way, not scoff, because I would never scoff at anybody who calls this show unless they were just being an idiot on purpose to try to be a prankster. I don't want to anyway kind of minimize your fear.
Okay.
Is that coming from an experience you've had with somebody who stalked you before, or you just read about it, and when you read about it, it tightens your chest and it freaks you out? What's the deal?
Both, and I also have a friend who had to endure that as well.
Okay, so that's very, very real, and you're going to have to work through that, so I don't want to minimize that. So so what I'm going to attempt to do is say, okay, could you do what you just described on social media without showing your face? Meaning, could you do written content, audio content? I know video content sells and wins big on social, but you know, could you do posts that are more written posts and different style of things without showing your face? Is that possible?
That's a good idea. I think like as I was kind of analyzing what the sweet spot would be, I have a lot of gifts with video. I used to be a film major, but I let go of that. I wonder
what you would put out there that did not require you facing a camera.
That's true. I mean, I could write things, but I like the idea of kind of like filming the day to day. How did I save money today? What did I do to, you know?
Okay, here's an idea. And I want you to do your own research on this. But isn't it possible that you could shoot a video, and I'm making up a scene here. But let's say you're at your kitchen counter, okay? And you are talking about how you categorize your budget. Isn't it possible that we could see your forearms and your hands maybe? And see what's in front of you, and we could hear your voice, but we don't ever see your face?
That's true, yeah.
Isn't that possible that actually maybe become more intriguing for people because they're like, what does she look like? I kind of want to know what Jennifer looks like.
That's actually really exciting. I never thought of that. Oh. That's really, really exciting.
Well, I would start there. Because what that does, number one, it gets you started. Number two, it doesn't limit the content.
Right.
They can hear you.
Yeah.
They can hear your voice. They can hear the emotion. They can hear the funny comments, the smart aleck things, but they're looking at it from your viewpoint. Any video that you would shoot is essentially from your POV. And so the person watching an Instagram video or Facebook or whatever, or TikTok, they're seeing it through your eyes. It's kind of interesting to me, to be honest with you. So I would start there, and then I would get, you know, just talk it through and talk through the fear and talk through what would happen. What would be the worst case scenario? What would you do? So that if that thing that you're afraid of ever happens, number one, you're prepared for it. But I would also caution you with some great advice that I got many, many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to paraphrase. But if I worry about something that could happen that's bad and that actually happens and I'm fixated on it before it happens, I have to experience it twice.
Okay.
As opposed to, I'm going to live my life, and if something bad happens, which by the way, it will, something will, I kind of just would rather face it in the moment. I don't want to be worrying about it and face it twice. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That'd be my encouragement. But I also think you can do what you want to do without showing your face. And I actually think it's kind of cool.
Yeah. I'm going to show this call to my husband because he would love that you said that to me about fear and worry. And thank you for that.
Yeah, you bet, Jennifer. Hey, I really appreciate you. That's really, really fun. In fact, what I want to do is I want to give you a gift. I want to give you my previous book, the number one bestseller, The Proximity Principle. It'd be a great thing because you know what you want to do. And this is about connections, the art of connecting. I wrote this book to help people with connections and opportunities. So I'm going to give you that as my gift because you're awesome and you're a new listener. How about that?
Thanks so much, Ken.
You bet, Jennifer. Hang on the line. We'll take care of you. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Marie in Phoenix, Arizona. Marie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's up, Marie?
So I currently work in student services and higher education, mm-hmm. and I need to bring in significantly more income.
How much more?
I'm talking like 10 to 20,000.
Okay.
Like at least 10,000.
Okay.
So my question is, should I look for a higher paying job, like main job in corporate, or add some kind of side job?
Are you?
And either way, I'm kind of leaning towards sales.
Sales, okay.
As a main part of what I'd be doing.
Now, what do you mean by either way? Because you said, do I stay in my job or where I am? And that's higher ed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And, or do I go do something else where I can make $10,000 more? And then you said either way, I'm going to be in sales. So that means you're not in a sales position right now and you would move, if you stayed in higher ed, the space, you would move into more of a sales role?
No, if I stayed, then I would be adding on a side job where I would be.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I would be doing
now.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm a little slow today. Now I'm caught up. That's what threw me. I wanted to make sure I understood that. Okay. What do you want to do long term? What's the long term? Is it staying in higher ed? If you didn't need the money right now, would it be staying in that space?
If I didn't need the money, I'd say probably not.
You wouldn't stay in the space. Okay, great.
No,
what do you need the money for? Debt? Paying off debt?
To meet my current obligations. I'm not in debt, but I'm definitely living like paycheck to paycheck.
Okay, so here's what I think. Two things. Number one, I want you to, yes, look for a sales job where you can make more money and go full-time into that as a transition period, maybe 6 months, maybe a year, maybe 2 years, maybe 3 years, maybe four. I don't know based on what I'm about to say next. So yes, I would look for a full-time sales job so you can make the 10 or 20 more because you don't want to be in higher ed long-term. So that's a temporary deal as is. Secondly, I'm going to give you my brand new Get Clear Career Assessment. It's brand new. I want you to take it. And then I want you to call me back if it's not really, really clear what direction to go after the sales job. But let's go make more money now while we figure out what we're supposed to do. Helping you get unstuck and then on purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. So excited to have you with us. Okay, big news. We told you about this on Monday. And if you haven't heard yet, I'm going to keep on telling you. We're very excited. My brand new book entitled From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love is now available for pre-order. It comes out on November the 9th, but you can buy it now, pre-order it, and it's going to show up. And if you pre-order right now, we've got three different bundles, and I'll just make it simple. There is a bundle of $100 worth of free resources that you get in addition to buying the book for $20. It's going to retail for about $23, $24, but you get it for $20 right now as a pre-order at kencoleman.com, and you have two bundles, and you can look at the bundles at my website, kencoleman.com. One is a Get Hired bundle, the resources around getting hired, and then the other bundle is about getting promoted, moving up the ladder. Okay, so one's getting in, one's moving up. And so those goodies are there. And then the third bundle includes the brand new assessment, which I'm super stoked about. If you've ever called in the show and you've heard, or you've listened to the show and you hear me walk somebody through talent, what they do best, passion, what work they love, mission, what results they want to create in the world, and walk through that exercise manually and verbally with them, now we have an assessment that does that. And it's beautiful. It spits out an incredibly clear report and points you to so many professional possibilities because it fills in your own personal purpose statement. And it gives you tremendous clarity, great information, and I'm very proud of it. That is a $30 product in and of itself. But the third bundle, in fact, is the assessment, the Get Clear Career Assessment, and the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, all for $30. And you get all those goodies that are free with the other two bundles. So that's the quick description. KenColeman.com is where you can purchase. And it's going really well. We're very excited about that. It's going to help a lot of people. So check it out. All right. Kyle is up next in Blairsville, Georgia. Kyle, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Kyle, I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
So a little background. I graduated college about 8 years ago. I double majored in English literature and art. And since then, I have worked about 5 or 6 different jobs, all in the same field of work, which is marketing, advertising, with a little slant in graphic design. And throughout each of those experiences, I always end up being super miserable in my job, to the point where I dread going to work. I have immense anxiety. And I always start to ask myself, am I the one with the problem or am I in the wrong field of work?
Yeah, I don't think you're a problem. I think the problem is that you're in the wrong field of work doing the stuff that you really don't desire to do. That's my guess. So let's look at it. Let's go back. Why English literature and art? Where were you thinking that was going to take you? Or were you thinking about a direction?
Well, I always loved reading, of course. I was very passionate about books in general. And I also, I would say my talent, my gift would be art, where I've always been told I am very artistic and that I do have talent in that field. Mm-hmm. And so I originally only majored in English, and then a professor convinced me to also major in art because they saw potential. So I did both. And then in terms of where I thought that was going to go, I wasn't entirely sure. I thought maybe book publishing, which I have actually had a job working for a book publisher since then.
Okay, pause for a second.
And beyond that.
Pause for a second. We'll come back to that. Hold that beyond that thought. When you worked for a publisher, was that a much better experience, or was it just maybe parts of that work you really enjoyed? Give me a quick synopsis on that.
It was better because there was a lot of satisfaction in me and my wife moved to New York to do this, and it was for one of the biggest companies, and that felt good. But at the end of the day, the day-to-day, I still ended up being very dissatisfied.
Okay, that answered my question. So really, it was environmental. You thought, oh, it's cool to be in the big city and I'm in publishing, but the work itself sucked. Okay, so pick up where you left off quickly, because we got to get somewhere. Beyond that, that's where you left off. What were you thinking?
Beyond that, also potentially working as a professor, but I really don't want to do that anymore. I become rather disenfranchised with higher education, mm-hmm. and it's just not something that I really want to be a part of.
Okay, so let's boil this down. There is definitely some love of words. There's love of storytelling. There's love of creative work. Is that true?
I do think that's true. And I would also add that I have a very strong desire to be self-employed.
Okay. Well, we'll figure that out. We'll figure that out in a second. Okay. But okay. I mean, what's the work that you would do tomorrow, whether for yourself or somebody else, where you're using your talent of imagination? Okay. That's that creative talent. You're using your talent of communication because you're gifted with words, right?
Sure.
Yes. Okay. I want to make sure I didn't lose you there. Okay. And you love the work of creating. Where would you do that? What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail and you didn't have to commit to it for the rest of your life? I think you know, at least a ballpark idea. What would you do?
It would either be creating and selling art, or probably illustration, children's illustration.
What if it were both?
Sure.
I mean, one of these could be a day job that's leading to the dream job. And one is a side hustle that is also, like, you know, let's say you got into illustrations, you started working for somebody in the publishing world and you were doing illustrations. Would that be something you think you would enjoy?
I think so. I do think so. I think a lot of it is that I always feel very unqualified. I have this sort of imposter feeling where I don't feel equipped. So if I had someone who could serve somewhat as a mentor or someone who could really help me develop those skills, I think that would go a long way.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of this. And I'm not asking you to go back into your past and do, you know, this big post-mortem, but I wonder if that person existed and that confidence existed in previous jobs, if those would have been better. They are slightly different than what we're talking about. I think if you are creating art in the form of illustrating books, children's books, whatever, or you're doing some of your art on the side, I'm saying I'd like to see you do both, because one's a side hustle. So that's keeping those creative juices flowing, and it's setting you up to maybe do something on your own. You see what I'm saying? The other is I'm getting right in, I'm doing some work that I could eventually go out on my own and be a freelancer too. But I think you've got to figure out, what is that work that I would do if I knew I could not fail and I knew I had a mentor, which, by the way, you can do that. This doubt is a you thing. That has nothing to do with your talent. But you got to embrace what you're really good at doing and what you love to do. And that imagination, that artistic talent, the fact that you love artistic work, storytelling, words. I mean, you love that end result of, I think, influencing people through story. I think influence is your jam. Am I right?
Possibly. I wouldn't necessarily say influence. I do like to create things, and I like to share those things.
Right, for the purpose of what? Entertaining people?
yes, for entertaining people.
Okay, my point is that's influence. You and I are saying the same thing. My point is if okay. I create a book and somebody really enjoys it, I've influenced their emotions. I've influenced their actions in some way. True or false?
Right.
That's all I'm saying. True. Here's what I want you to do. You're in good hands today. I just launched my Get Clear Career Assessment, the sweet spot that I teach. It's going to take you through a really clear and easy to do digital assessment. Hang on the line. I want you to take it. And if you don't have crystal clarity about what next, call me back. When we have those results, we can really rock this thing. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to The Ken Coleman Show, where we talk about what you were created to do. We help you figure out what it is. We help you figure out what you need to do to be able to do it. That's the Get Qualified. So it's Get Clear, Stage 1. Get Qualified, Stage 2. Get Connected, Stage 3. That's where opportunities come, is through connections. Stage fours get started. This is where so many people just get stuck. They're just so afraid to step out on the path, even know what the path is, but they won't do it. And once you get out there, it's all about getting promoted, moving up the ladder, and we teach you how to do it well so that you can keep getting promoted and step into that dream job. And then what? Are we done? No, now we expand the dream. We expand the vision. The money's there. The notoriety, the significance of the work is there. Now it's all about the significance. It's leaving a legacy, and this is giving yourself away. You work for legacy because the income is there. Now the impact is what it's all about. Those are the seven stages. That's what we do here. Welcome aboard. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Hackensack, New Jersey. Jay joins us on the line. Jay, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Mr. Coleman, how are you?
I'm living the dream, Jay. What's up?
Okay, so long story short, I was working in a place that I really liked what I was doing. However, due to some, like, we'll just say extreme levels of unprofessionalism, I was advised to seek employment elsewhere. So I did that, and I was kind of like, okay, if I find another job, then I guess that means that it's time to go. And I did find another job, and everything was okay until I finally met with the hiring manager. And during the negotiation, which I was extremely underprepared for, the individual was very aggressive. So I kind of like just went along with it, even though it wasn't what I wanted. But okay, I was like, okay, fine. Then about 2 weeks later, I received another opportunity to interview elsewhere. But because I had given these people my word, I kind of said no to that opportunity. And I'm just wondering what would have been a better course of action the entire process.
Well, which is the better opportunity, the one you said yes to or the one that was offered to you? Which was more strategic to what you want to do, who you want to be?
I'm not sure, because where I really liked being, like I said, I was advised to leave due to unprofessionalism.
Okay, you did something boneheaded, I guess.
No. It was just a very unprofessional work environment that wasn't personally affecting me. It wasn't personally affecting me, and I love the work that I was doing there and with who I was doing it with. But like, again, sharing some work stories, a few people were like, you need to get out of there.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood. So I'm sorry. The way you said it, it was like, because of unprofessionalism, I was asked to leave.
Oh, no. People advised me to seek employment elsewhere.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
So I'm sorry. I was teasing you about the bonehead thing. So you didn't do anything. You had a lot of friends and family going, this is an awful place. But the reality is you love the work.
Yes.
Well, then we got to look for that work somewhere else. See, you were doing the right thing, sounds like, in the wrong place. Does that sound like a right classification of what was going on?
I guess, yes.
You guess or you know? I mean, were you doing work that you really enjoyed?
Well, yes, I was doing work that I really enjoyed, but why I say I guess is because about it being the wrong place. Even though there was weird things going on, they weren't affecting me.
Okay, so you feel like, do you have some remorse that you left? Because you're like, I was advised to leave, so I did it. But the reality is, I mean, was it unethical or was it just uncomfortable?
It might be both. And then, like I said, it was hard because when you work with little kids, you form an attachment with the little kids, even if the adults around you are weirdos. You know what I mean?
Okay. So here's the deal. I mean, whether or not you hit me with a lot of stuff and it's kind of irrelevant.
Sorry.
Whether or not, no, it's okay. My point is like, it doesn't matter. All the other stuff. Should I have said yes to the one I'm in now? Should I have said no to the one that was offered to me? It's like, you don't have any clarity on either one of those. Those sound like just JOBs to me. Whereas the previous work that you left because you were advised to leave, that's the kind of work you want to be doing. So I'm okay with you saying yes or no to either one of these other two scenarios. But they need to be temporary anyway, because if 5 months from now or 3 months from now you find something that's similar to what you were doing, that's what you should be doing.
Oh, okay. So does that mean it would have been okay to interview at the other position?
Sure,
even
you should
though
have.
I had kind of.
Yeah, you don't owe those folks anything. Just because you committed to somebody doesn't mean that somebody else comes to court and that you weren't married yet. It's a job. So yeah, you should have listened to the other one for sure. Always keep your options open. Like, we don't get, we allow coaches to change their minds all the time and go to another team. You're a free agent at the end of the day. So, yes, I would have always listened to the opportunity. Helping you move from paycheck to purpose, this is The Ken Coleman Show. That's also the name of the brand new book that includes the 7 stages that will lead you to discovering and doing what you were born to do. That's the new book, available on pre-order right now, From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. You can get it at kencoleman.com. We have 3 different bundles. One includes the brand new Get Clear Career Assessment that walks you through stage 1 of Get Clear. You're going to walk away with a detailed report on your talent, passion, and mission. You're going to get a beautifully filled out purpose statement, and you're going to get some professional possibilities and steps to move forward. Super excited about both those products. You can get them together, the assessment and the book, for a low price of $30 plus $100 worth of free goodies. So kencoleman.com, go get it. All right. Back to the phones. Scranton, PA, 844-747-2577. Mike dialed the number, and he's on now. Mike, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how you doing?
Good to talk to you. I'm living the dream, bro. What's up?
I have a question. I'm considering, after listening to you for over a year now, taking on a part-time position. Well, I currently work in the medical field as a technologist. And when COVID hit, we got laid off. Or furloughed, I should say, and then we got redeployed, and I took a job working in the ER department, working with COVID patients directly, and I loved it. I had a blast. So when we got, finished doing that, and they sent us back to our regular jobs, I was wishing they would keep me on, but I make a pretty good salary, and I'm at the ceiling of my salary, and I can't go up any higher. The only way I get extra money is by working overtime, and that got cut. After coming back from COVID, I rarely get that. Okay. So I was considering taking a job part-time in the ER, just try to get my foot back in it because I liked it a lot. But the job that they have positioned there without any, not being a nurse or anything like that, is low-paying money. But do I consider something like that? They do have a part-time position, like a per diem position posted now because I've been trying to get in there, just getting back in there a little bit just to do some extra work because I need the extra cash.
Yes. So if I'm understanding you correctly, and this isn't going to affect your day job, but it allows you to A, make more money, and B, get back in into the arena, if you will, then yes, I would absolutely.
Even if it's like less than half of what I'm currently making now, is it like worth going back to,
Well, wait a second. It's a second job, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, it's not about the money. It's more about getting back in, if I'm understanding this correctly.
I guess that's the way you look at it.
I don't want to convince you. I'm trying to understand you.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to change the job field because I'd have to go back to school and all that, and I don't want to do all that. So.
wait. Okay, that's what I missed. Somehow I missed that. Why would you take this part-time job? Why would you take it?
One for extra, cash just to make some more money to help pay my bills.
But you don't want to do it full time because you can't do it full time because you have to go back to school?
Eventually, I would have to take on, I would have to go back to school or to become an EMT or a paramedic or something like that.
Okay, so what's the big goal? What's the big goal? I know you want to make more money. So if your call is, Ken, should I take this part-time job? Because I want to make more money, and it is doing something that I really enjoy, then yes. But if you're going, but I can make more money doing something else part-time, and I'm never going to go into this thing that I love, then I would. If it's just about the money, then no, I wouldn't do it. Because you can obviously make more doing something else part-time, correct?
I think so, correct.
I mean, that's what you're presenting to me. But see, to me, I'm listen, if this is what should I do to make the most money possible, take the part-time job that pays you the most money. But I didn't think that's why you were calling. If that's why you're calling, that's my answer. If this is about should I take a lower paying part-time job just because I like the work, if my motivation is to make as much money as possible with a part-time job, then no. But I was thinking you were eventually going to get back in. And so that leads me to the whole reason I do this show. I don't do this show just to help people make money. I do this show to help people be who they were supposed to be, or who they are supposed to be. So what's the long-term play for you professionally?
That's a good question. I mean, I've listened to your show enough, and I've been doing my job for 20 years, and you know, I'm just kind of like stale with it. You know.
Okay, but, so here's what I'm going to do. In just a minute, I'm gonna put you on hold, and I'm going to give you my brand new assessment you just heard me talking about.
Okay.
It's $30 for everybody else. I'm giving it to you. It is the sweet spot, talent, passion, mission, how they align. It's what I teach. You're familiar with that. You've been listening to me for a year.
Correct.
I've got a digital assessment that's like me walking you through it on a computer. And it's going to spit out your top talents, your top passions, and your primary missional result that you want to create in this world. It's going to fill out a purpose statement for you, and it's going to show you some professional possibilities. And if you still have questions after that, you can still call me back. But I'm going to help you with that. But that's not why you called me today. Your primary thing was what we've already established. So if it's about making the most money possible with a second job, I'm going to take the best paying side job. But if it's about, you know, I want to kind of get back in to this certain industry, which it's not, then I wouldn't do it. So based on what I hear, I think I would take the, I would not do this. Is that what I'm hearing? Am I hearing you correctly?
You are. No, that's after you put it that way. Yeah, you're right. As I look at it that way and think about it, you know,
what's our motivation? Right. What's our motivation? Right. What's the motivation? Answer it. Answer the question for this. Considering the job, what's the motivation? Why are you considering a second job?
To make more money.
Boom. There's your answer.
So
what's our motive? That's our why. Well, it's to make more money. It's not to enjoy something while we're doing it. It's just a stinking second job and you're trying to make some cash. Then what we do is we make the best decision based on my why.
Right.
So that's the deal.
Okay.
Now, once you take the assessment, my Get Clear career assessment, once you take it and you are going to get clear, you've been listening to my show for a year. And this thing's going to walk you through everything I would do on the phone with somebody, but you have more time to take it, and it's just going to spit out some unbelievable clarity for you to where you can look out there in the marketplace and go, what do I really want to do? And that's Get Clear. Then you'll be at a place where you go, okay, I'm ready to get qualified. Now, you're going to have to wrestle with this at some point, because if you've got to get more education, whether it's higher education or just a certification or some training, at some point, you're going to have to confront that. That you're going to have to get trained, probably, whether that, again, is higher ed, certification, what have you. So take the assessment. Here's what I want you to do. If you still got some questions about direction after you take the assessment, this thing is going to reveal everything I need to know for you. And it's going to show you some professional possibilities. You cross out the ones that you don't think make sense. You circle the ones that make sense right in the assessment. It's fantastic. Okay. Then you call me back and we'll figure out the path forward. Okay.
Okay. Sure.
All right, bro.
Can I ask another question too?
Real quick. Yeah, I got a minute left.
I hear people talk about baby step 3B. I've never heard it. I've never seen that in the book. What's 3B?
Oh, 3B. So baby step one, for everybody listening in, baby step one is you save $1,000 for an emergency fund. Baby step two is you take on all of your debt in the debt snowball, which is you go smallest debt first, knock that out, take the payment that was going into that and go up to your next largest debt, and we just get some momentum attacking smallest to largest. Baby step three is put 3 to 6 months of your expenses, all living expenses, in the bank. Baby step 3B is you save for a house. That's what that is.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, bro.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hang on the line. We're going to get you this assessment. It's going to blow your mind, bro. And then I want to hear back from you if you need me. Okay. Good stuff. 844-747-2577 is the number. Hey, quick thing. I shared this on the YouTube Hour. New results out, 365,000 IT job openings posted last month. It's the hottest sector in America right now, IT jobs. So if you're thinking about IT, but you go, I don't have any talent or I don't have any experience, you're probably wrong. You don't need either. BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. I endorse them. They got a program that's 9 months, $15,000 or less. Call them. All right, I got to get out of here, but before I do, remember this, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.